Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze coming to you to let you know that one of the organizations that has been birthed out of Bethany Baptist Church is the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies. This fall, we will be offering four classes: Right to Life, Right to Choose. In this, we'll look at the subject of abortion and give us a more comprehensive perspective in light of God's Word. American Sign Language, where we teach people how to sign to the deaf culture in the Christian context. We also have biblical counseling, where we train people how to use the Bible to counsel others. And then we have apologetics, where we defend the Christian faith. The classes begin this fall. They are all Zoom classes, so you can take them right from the convenience of your home. If you are interested or want more information, call 412-242-3255. To register or for more information, call 412-242-3255. God bless you as you listen to the message today.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today as we continue in Psalms with the first half of "If the Foundations Be Destroyed, What Can the Righteous Do?" from Psalm chapter 11. So if you have your Bible, please open it to Psalm chapter 11, and let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of "If the Foundations Be Destroyed, What Can the Righteous Do?"
And if you'd open your Bibles to the Psalms this morning, the 11th Psalm. I haven't left my series now in the prophets. I'm just going in another direction a couple Sundays here. But we're going to get back to our series in the minor prophets. But this morning we're going to be in Psalm 11, the 11th Psalm, and verse 3. The question is asked: if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The psalmist asked the question: if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, as you think about foundations are essential in many aspects of our society. One that becomes very evident and very obvious to us, one that we would probably associate with real easy, is the foundation of a house. And if the foundation of a house is destroyed, whether it be through erosion, whether it be through a wrecking ball, whether it be through some other destructive means, if the foundation of the house is destroyed, then it's not long before the rest of the house is coming down. As a matter of fact, your house will stand when termites will get in eat your house, when the shingles might blow off your house, when the shutters might come off of your house, when your faucet might leak, when your electricity might go bad, your house will still stand. But my brothers and sisters, if the foundation is destroyed, there's not much chance for your crib. If the foundations be destroyed. And we see that we live in a day when you just look around and foundations are crumbling all around. Foundations are crumbling in government. Foundations are crumbling in society. Foundations are being destroyed in the home. Foundations are being destroyed in churches. The foundation, Satan is attacking the very foundation, the very structure of this society that we live in. Many of us have witnessed this destructive foundation
taking place. If you've been on this earth for any amount of time, you can remember a day when. And you know, I think about where I was when I was growing up as a teenager. And you know, I was into some things that were not godly, that were not edifying. And you know, they would always say, well, those young people today, you know, they listen to this different kind of music. They think a different kind of way. And now I find myself, even as an adult, you know, aging adult, I find that I'm thinking the same thing about the young people. These young people, the kind of music they listen to, the things that they do. But, you know, really, I can look back to our day. And I think I can say this with a degree of certainty, that in our day, somebody hear me on this one now. Somebody hear me on this one. That in our day, the foundations were still intact. In our day, there was still a structure that was solid and that you could build upon. But a young person today is growing up in a society where the foundations have been destroyed. And it's not necessarily the young folk. It's the foundation that's being destroyed. And the thing is that as the foundation crumbles, many of the youth are crumbling with the foundation. And so we need to look at this whole thing of the foundation. I saw this thing. It said, for those of you who were born before 1945, we were born before television, before penicillin, before polio shots, frozen food, Xerox, plastic contact lenses, Frisbees. We were before radar, credit cards, split atoms, laser beams, and ballpoint pens. Before pantyhose, dishwashers, clothes dryers, electric blankets, air conditioners, drip dry clothes, and before man walked on the moon. We were before house husbands, gay rights, computer dating, dual careers, and commuter marriages. We never heard of FM radio, tape decks, electronic typewriters, computers, artificial hearts, word processors, and yogurt. For us, time sharing meant togetherness, not computer networking or condominium and reservation, resort vacation. A chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware meant hardware, and software wasn't even a word. For a nickel, you could ride a streetcar, make a phone call, buy Pepsi, or enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. A hamburger was 10 cents, and a picture show was a quarter. You could buy a new Chevy coupe for $800, but who could afford one? And gas was 11 cents a gallon. Now, here goes something to show you that the foundations have crumbled. Back in the day, grass was mowed and not smoked. Coke was something to drink and not to snort. Pot was something that you cooked in and not rolled up. Rock music was grandma's lullaby, and aides were helpers in the principal's office. No wonder the foundation is being destroyed. I mean, and some of the things, and don't get me wrong, but some of the things that are happening today are good. Technology advancing, people getting rights that heretofore didn't have the rights. I think all that stuff is great. Recognition of certain segments of society, all that's good. But with all that advancement and all the good that's happening, there's something that's happening that's undercutting the foundation of everything that is good and godly. Marvin Gaye put it like this: crime is increasing, trigger-happy policing, panic is spreading, God knows where we're heading. Make me want to holler and throw up both of my hands, both of them. The foundations are being destroyed. Let's look at foundations in the government. Homosexual marriages. Foundations are being destroyed. Leaders that are involved in all type of sexual immorality, the foundation is being destroyed. How about in society? Let me just read a couple things that's happening in our society. Crime is up. Juvenile violent crime is up. Abortion is rampant. Teen suicide is at a high. Drug use, man. We were at this conference that we were at. They had some people from the Philadelphia Police Department come in and give a presentation on drugs. I tell you what, it absolutely blew my mind. They went through every type of drug that young people are using today. I mean, there must have been about 20 to 30 types of drugs that they covered. And they went through each one in detail. And it's amazing what young people are getting high on today. They showed this one guy who took glue, put a bag over his head, sniffed it, and died. They showed people dead because of drug overdose. See, you know, we don't see that. You know, we don't see that a lot. We don't hear about that a lot. But drug use is up. Drug use is at a high. The foundations of our society are being destroyed. High school dropouts are at a high. We have a low value of life. It means nothing not only to take the life of a baby, but also for somebody to walk up in the street and pull out a gun and shoot you. It makes no difference. We see that our society today has a low value of human life. There was a time when life was valued. The average mentality of a lot of the brothers out on the street is that, well, I'm not going to live past 25 anyways. See, they don't value life. They don't hold life dear. The foundations have been destroyed. Just in the last couple of months, somebody had tried to break into my car twice in the parking lot in broad daylight. I guess if you go look at my car right now, there's chips on my passenger side window where somebody took a brick and they were trying to break the window to get in. And evidently they must have got stopped because they were about ready to smash it. Then one day somebody came and said, somebody's out there in your car. We got it. The one thing, y'all need to put the word out in the community, all right? That Bethany has surveillance cameras. Somebody tell the brothers. Somebody tell the brothers that Bethany has surveillance cameras. Right on camera. First of all, am I telling the truth, by the way? They came and looked in the front door of the church. Camera got face right on the camera. Face right in the camera. Then they went around, messed with my car, opened the door. One guy was standing there looking out. The other brother, man, was all up in my ride, all on camera. He was laying on the floor, digging up underneath the seat. Broad daylight. What am I trying? Man, this thing is crime. The foundations are being destroyed. Man, there was at least a day in time when the foundations were strong. If they didn't mess with anything else, if they mess with everything else, they at least let the church alone. They at least didn't mess with the church. But today, man, because the foundations have crumbled, nobody cares. You know, they'll steal from anybody. They don't care who you are. Go out and hold up somebody in broad daylight. Take their money. The foundations have been destroyed. I've never seen... Oh, somebody help me on this one. Somebody help me on this one. I've never seen such a day. All right, and I know I'm going to get in trouble with the young people, but that's all right. I just got to say this. This is in my spirit. I've never seen such a day when so many young people have so much pride that they're not willing to work for minimum wage. They'd rather not have a job and do nothing than go out and start scratching around. And look at the fact that, well, you know, maybe if I stay here long enough, I'm going to get some promotion. I'm going to get some raises. You know, I got to start somewhere. But they want to bust up on in the workforce, making as much as somebody that's been there for 20, 30 years. Man, there was a time, you know, I remember there was a show, Good Times. I remember the father on there, James. This brother, man, he worked at car washes. He worked, you know, picking up, whatever he could do to take care of his family, he did it. I mean, the brother didn't have much. I know it was a TV show, but I think that the principle was enforced back then. Yeah, he didn't have much, but whatever he got, he struggled for, he worked hard for, and he was willing to go out and put some energy out there. Man, God, God give us some young folk that'll say, look, I don't care. I'm going to work. I'm not going to stand out here and stick somebody up. I'm not going to go out here and try to steal something from somebody, but I'm going to work for what I get. I'm going to put some energy out there, and I'm going to do what I have to do to make a living for myself. You see, this is a part of the foundation that's crumbled. And I thank God for young people who will swallow their pride. I thank God for young people who will say that, hey, whatever I got to do to take care of myself, whatever I got to do to make a living, as long as it's not immoral or illegal, I'm willing to do it. And, but see, this is a part of the crumbling foundation. Now, let me say another thing that's in my spirit, and I got to get it out. I got to get it out this morning. But I went to my daughter's graduation the other day. They had valedictorians. Now, I know that we have schools that are predominantly African-American, and I know that students are standing out in those schools. And I praise God for that. But here I was, I'm in a school district where there are a significant amount of African Americans. And when they had the graduation, all these valedictorians, not one of them. And I looked around, I saw people from India, I saw Asians. They don't, you know, they came from somewhere else. They didn't grow up here. Well, you know, maybe they did, but their parents migrated. We've been here for a long time. What's wrong with our young folk? How come we don't take pride in education and learning and doing the best that we can? You might say, well, you know, you got to keep in mind that some of these places are culturally biased. Man, you know what? I'm getting tired of hearing that. I mean, I understand that. I understand that. Don't get me wrong now. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. And I know that you got to level the playing field. I understand that. But you know what? If you find yourself in that playing field, then why don't you just work a little bit harder? Why don't you just turn off the video game? Why don't you get off the phone for a little while? Why don't you just work a little bit harder, and maybe we can come on up? And then we're going to continue to work at leveling out the playing field, okay? I believe in that. I believe that there has to be a level playing field. And I want everybody to understand that. Pastor Glaze is not ignorant now. I know that the playing field hasn't been leveled. But when you get on the playing field that hasn't been leveled, why don't you work the hardest that you can and just become the best that you can and survive in whatever world that you find yourself in? But I think that, you know, we've lost something. We've lost that work ethic. We've lost that drive to go forth and do the best that we can. Why is that? Because the foundations have crumbled. The foundations in the home have been destroyed. Man, we have more children today relying on public assistance than at any other time. We've got more teen pregnancy than any other time. Births to unmarried ladies, child abuse, divorce, children who have been affected by divorce, single parent families. And let's not even get into adultery and incest in the home. The foundations have been destroyed in the homes. You know, we talk about dysfunctional. You know, what is, as you look around, you know, a lot of families are dysfunctional. There's a whole lot of families that are dysfunctional. Even though, you know, just because there's a mother and father in the home now, that don't mean that the home is healthy. All right? It might have a chance, but that don't mean that it is. And so we see that even the foundation of the home is being destroyed. Man, this thing is a burden. As we look around, and not only in the government, not only in society, not only in church, I mean in the home, but even in the church, the foundations are being destroyed. In the Episcopal Church, gay ministers. In the Presbyterian Church, gay marriages. In the Catholic Church, priests abusing boys. Or somebody say, oh, well, we don't have to worry about that in the Baptist Church. Well, in the Baptist Church, you got pastors that are fornicating. So, you know, this thing has come up in the church. The foundations of the church are being destroyed. And so the psalmist says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, there is a suggestion in the text, and it's found in verse 1. He says, in the Lord put I my trust. Now look what they told the psalmist. He was being persecuted. He was living in the day when the foundations were being destroyed. And look what they told him. Flee as a bird to your mountain. That was my suggestion. Oh, man, let me work with this thing now. Let me work with this thing. There goes one suggestion. Just close up shop, head up to the mountains, and just let the devil take over. Flee to the mountains. In the home, just become a non-involved individual in the home. Flee to the mountains. In society, just let, you know, it's very frustrating. You know, sometimes I just tell the Lord, I said, Lord, you know what? It's not even worth it. It's not even worth it. I remember years ago when I think it was NYPD Blue first came on, and the Christian community raised up to try to get the show off the air because they were going to show partial nudity and there was going to be language and all that kind of stuff. And I remember the Christian community came up strong to protest that. And I looked at that and they ended up disregarding that voice, and the show has been on, and it's been on for years now. And I said to myself, is it even worth it? Is it even worth it to say anything? You know, you say something and you look like a fool. You try to stand for decency and morality and you look like a fool. You try to stand for what's right, and it seems like the world goes on. And even the psalmist says this. Look what the psalmist says here. Verse 2. He says, for lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may secretly shoot at the upright in heart. Man, wow. The wicked are determined to bring down the system. And let's for a minute, let's leave the devil out of it. All right? I mean, he's behind it all, but let's leave him out of it for a minute. This folk, man, you look at this whole pornographic industry. That's all design. It's all about money, first of all. I mean, wherever you can make money, it don't make any difference how you make it as long as you make money. And so the whole pornographic industry is designed to make money. But look at if you ever have a chance, from 2 to 3 every day, if I'm in my car, I turn it on. The New Life Clinic on 101.5 Word FM, they take calls from people all over the country that are having problems. And people call in and ask them, well, I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with that. And I guarantee you that there's yet to be a day that I've listened to it where over half the calls haven't been something that's related to pornography. My husband is into pornography. I caught my son in pornography. And then I heard a lady call the other day, say, I got a sexual addiction, I like pornography. You see, what is this thing doing? It's destroying the foundation of relationships. It's destroying the foundations of marriage. Because you see, if I desire that individual in the pornographic situation, then that's taking the desire from my mate away. And what's happening? Satan is coming in there and he's chipping away at the foundation. Whereas there was once, I was in love with my wife. I was in love with my husband. We were committed to one another and we had this intimacy that was beyond compare. Now what's happened? The foundation has been chipped at. And now my mate doesn't look as good as they used to look. Why? Because I can see something better. I can enjoy myself in another arena. The foundations are being destroyed. And we need to see that this thing is real. That the wicked have...
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of If the Foundations Be Destroyed, What Can the Righteous Do? From Psalm chapter 11. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, If the Foundations Be Destroyed, What Can the Righteous Do? You can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request If the Foundations Be Destroyed, What Can the Righteous Do? That's anchoredinjesus.org and request If the Foundations Be Destroyed, What Can the Righteous Do? Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.